everyone, it's the Lady J. Some of you probably already know that I live outside of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. It's kind of a weird place to live and work. Whenever you meet someone new, the first thing they always want to know, sometimes even before your name, is what you do for a living. You get the feeling that they're not really asking anything about you, but more about what you might be able to do for them. It's hard living in a place where everyone's identity is their job. Really, your job is just a part of who you are. It might just be the way that you make money so that you can have a place to live and afford to do other things. For some people, a job is a career, and what they do for a living is a huge part of their identity. When I stopped doing the Face Lock Feministas podcast, I was going to work every day and coming home, but I didn't have a creative outlet anymore. And I started to wonder, was my day job my identity? How did I feel about our current culture of work? Did the fact that I didn't go to school for what I did for a living mean something? Self-exploration is only one way to answer a question like that. So I started talking to other people in my life. What did they do? How did they get there? What was their journey like? And what is their relationship with work? Is it a huge part of who they are, or is it just a tiny piece of the landscape of their life? When I started having these conversations with people in my life, I realized there were probably a lot of other people out there who also were questioning the way we treat work and careers, so I thought I would return to Old Faithful and start a podcast about it. On September 4th, I'm going to start sharing the conversations that I've had with people about what they do for a living. So come and hang out, share your thoughts, and who knows, maybe we'll even have a conversation, you and I, because I never told you what I do for a living.